What's up, everybody? What's up, everybody? What's good? What's good? What's good? All right, y'all, check this out. What we're doing right now is you're now rocking the hotness of me, G-Win, the Boy Wonder. And on top of that, we got Sweeta Carter and we have Shay Carter. Okay. So today we're going to talk about some very interesting things for real. And I hope that you guys are ready. Okay. And the thing is, you know, I really would like to welcome y'all back to the format that we had prior to. Okay. A lot of people were like, you know, when is this going to, you know, when is everything going to come back together for them? And so, this is just what it is, bro. So, yeah. Also, on top of that, what you're about to hear is something that nobody would never want to really understand or whatever. So, this is what it is, room. And with your guys' help, we're going to get bigger and better. Now, if you'd like to call in and talk to me about anything today dealing with entertainment, anything that you may have heard, please call in at 929-477-3273. Okay, again, 929-477-3273. Okay? And this is what the show is going to be about from now on. I want to hit you guys with nothing but entertainment. Okay? And, you know, listen, in the last couple days, I have absolutely saw some of the most craziest stories there is or whatever. From Cat Williams down to Orlando Brown. And the question I have with this is, what the hell has been going on with all black men out here, you know? It seemed like you have people like Justin Bieber got himself together the whole bit or whatever. But when it comes down to people like Orlando Brown, people like Cat Williams, seems like we're going buck wild for them, you know? Which doesn't make sense because to me, I would think that we would have, you know, a better sense of what's really going on, you know? So that's just what it is, bro. So I don't know. I have no clue. At the same time, who knows, you know? Who knows? So, yeah. I don't know why people have been acting the way how they've been acting for real, okay? And this is the reason why right now I'm trying to figure out, like, what part of the game is this? That's all I want to know. What part of the game is this? That's all I'm trying to figure out. If somebody could, you know, really call in and tell me, like, what do you think about what's really been going on right now, you know? All right? So, with that being the case, we'll come back, take a quick break, and we'll be back at these messages. Thank you. And now we're back right here on Blog Talk Radio with nothing but the hotness. We're waiting for Shaw right now to call in right now so we can get this thing started. And on top of that, we want to send our sadness for Shamar Moore. From my understanding, things have just been crazy right now for real. With him also, like, what is going on with our black men? I have no clue. Anyway, all right, so let's get into our conversation about entertaining the BS. All right, so now you are definitely on the air. What's good with you?
Oh, I am?
Yes, you are.
Oh, shut up, Shante. Oh.
Yes, welcome to the hotness. Welcome to the hotness.
Hi. All
right, so, yes, so we're going to jump right into this because it seemed like in the past 2 weeks alone, some of our entertainers, necessarily our black brothers, have been going a little buck wild. Let's start with Cat Williams. What do you think about the whole situation with Cat Williams getting choked out by a 17-year-old who looked 35?
Oh, that's some juicy information. Oh, my. Well, okay. Thank you. Well, when, I'm not used to this, but that Cat Williams situation,
yeah.
You're talking about that altercation between him and that child, right? So I was tuning in on Instagram, and I saw, you know, the whole altercation. And the boy made it a point to say that basically Cat Williams tried to pump him up, you know, telling him all these different things from, you know, square up, so on and so forth. In my opinion, I feel like the boy should have been like, okay, let me not do this. Let me try to be the bigger person considering how Cat Williams is being all irate and stuff and just walk away. But because he didn't, they fought, which made the situation even worse. And now the boy is actually being charged as an adult due to this fight.
Which makes, to me, it makes no sense because I just believe they're both in the wrong. I think Cat Williams should have, see, Cat Williams doesn't have anybody to say to him, hey, bro, you know, why don't you fall back from this situation or whatever. And then what makes it worse is he goes on stage and basically belittles this little boy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he's acting like he was in the right for even punching him. Like, I'm trying to figure out how this is even right for a grown-ass man to punch a little boy like that for real. No matter if they, because they both was talking shit to each other back and forth. I mean, I've seen the tape. The thing is, it gets to a point now where you have to learn how to have some form of chill, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not taking no sides here at all. I really am not, because I don't care.
Right.
I really don't care about the situation. I really don't. But I know that my listeners do, so I will say this before we move on. I would say that y'all both was in the wrong, and first of all, as Cat Williams, everybody knows Cat Williams. Everybody loves Cat Williams. I think that he has a really horrible disposition about himself. I definitely believe that. And I think that, you know, he needs to have what Chris Brown has now. He got to have, like, a group of friends. If you're going to be hanging around friends, not niggas, friends, you're going to hang around friends, hang around intelligent human beings. Don't hang around your niggas that you hang around with from, you know, from your hood. Because all they're going to say is, yo, you fucked that, you know, that little shorty up for you, talking shit. Because that's what they say on tape. You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't make sense. But I don't think that he should be charged as no adult because, number one, they both was in the wrong. You know what I'm saying? And he was wrong for punching him. Now, of course he was wrong for choking him out, but Cat deserved that. just yeah. like he deserved when he got ambushed in Philly. See what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
He's been starting a lot of shit. And when you're a shit talker, that's what happens to you. He needs to take several seats and reevaluate his life because he's going to run up on the wrong person, just saying.
Exactly.
You know? Speaking of the wrong person, let's talk about Orlando Brown and his nasty ass from this end. Okay, so a couple months ago, comes out and with this startling revelation, which when you talk about Disney kids, nothing is startling. Like, a situation that which I don't care about. He comes out and says that I guess him and Raven and her pre-gay days had some kind of affair, and she was pregnant by him, and Raven said, hell no, and aborted the kid.
Right.
What do you think about that, first of all, before we get to the other messages?
Okay, so in my opinion, I honestly was blown away by the whole ordeal. So I was reading on, you know, Facebook and Instagram about the situation, and basically it was as if he was trying to find some way to just dog her out. Like, regardless of the situation, he basically, he made a fool of himself. Like, he was saying all these different things, and then it's kind of like, okay, you saying this, but she's also in response saying, like, no, that's not true, that didn't happen. And then to make it worse, he making songs about it, little snippets on Instagram, you know, and now it's like he's taking it even further. And it's like, what are you doing? Why? For what?
But see, now, what you just said is the truth. He's taking it a little too far, and we go get into that disgusting video you posted on there as well. But the craziest part is, like, you're not Ray J. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, Ray J actually profited from talking shit behind his ex's back. Like, he profited. He had an actual agenda. My brother, you don't have an agenda. All you doing is looking like a complete asshole. That's all you're looking like right now. Meanwhile, Raven is on The View. She's making her money. And she, first of all, on top of that, she's making residual money. How about that part? So how about you take several seats as well and collect whatever Disney is giving you? I mean, they got to give you something. But I noticed it, though. I don't know if you noticed the shout now, whatever, but why are Disney kids always the one getting into a whole bunch of fucking trouble? Just saying.
Same thing.
It's like they're so... It's like they're itching to shake the Disney brand so much that they're willing to do whatever. And then this nasty black bastard, and that's what you are, you decide that, I'll just announce to the world that not only do I have herpes, but then he decides to say, I'm going to teach you how to eat the thing with a water right on my lip. What girl let you do that, first of all? And second of all, what girl let you do that? That's nasty as shit. And what happened to, like, okay, we have nothing to do with you having that. Obviously, you've messed around with some nasty chicks. Okay, you must have spent just, okay, I get it. He was suffering from that Charlie Sheen syndrome. You know what I'm talking about? So I believe that's where you were because we hear this a lot. A lot of kid stars blow their money on blow, liquor, weed, drugs, and whores. Then when they get something or they have this startling revelation, like, oh, shit, like, what did I do? All of a sudden now you want to be out here. You make a video, and then it's like it's nasty, like you can actually see it on your – no, bruh, go in there, you know, get your Valtrax, have that. Like take several seats. Like that's crazy to me, you know. And it's like, again, Disney kids. You know what? We're going to talk about that. We're going to make a show especially about Disney kids. Because you little bastards out there, wow. Y'all took it to a whole nother different level, for real. And I don't understand it. I really, truly don't. And then you have... I can't stop talking about this. Like, I was explaining to one of my friends, who's also one of the co-hosts also. It seems like also, like, we have, like, for instance, this whole Charlie Sheen thing.
Mm-hmm.
Notice how when he came out to say he had HIV, of course, he still get it. Like, how many hookers are going to sue him?
Yeah.
How many exes do he have that he could potentially have gave that to? You know, it's like, I don't understand it personally, you know. Then let's talk about good old ex-star of Scandal. You know who I'm talking about. yeah, Mr. Cheater.
Oh, man.
Go ahead and say his name for all the listeners who don't think I know who I'm talking about here. Like, you have the one of the most craziest, freakiest women of all time or whatever, and you marry her. And then, Mr. Short, you decided to stick your dick in something else. Who does that? What part of... Then she put you out there on some clever shit or whatever, which I don't agree with the way how she did it, but she was mad and you deserved it because, like, it looked like y'all had, like, a big old drawn-out fight and it got heated. And she just said, oh, damn, so nobody has nothing to say, huh? Oh, hey, Columbus, are you okay? Yeah, that's exactly what I would say. Like, dude looked like he lost his best friend. He did. He might lose his wife. And y'all just got married. What the fuck? Really? Y'all just got married. Really? Like, you really have a problem. And you can't blame it. Like, we had Eric Benet. He tried to blame it. Which I'm starting to believe, though, not only that he had a sex problem, I think Columbus Short has a drug and sex problem as well. I really do. I'm just saying. That's my own opinion. But I also believe that, like, to throw Holly Berry underneath the bus a little bit as well. Is something wrong with, you know, with whatever is down between her legs? Something got to be wrong with this situation. Either she's mental in her head, or she just walk around with the most hottest stuff ever in life. Which one is it? Because it got to be something. Because this chick can't hold on to a man to say, like, she goes through almost more niggas than J-Lo. I'm just saying. Come on now. And J-Lo, on the other hand, you know, then you got people like, at least I can respect Diddy on how he do his thing. Like, he like, look, I'm making the money. Either you rolling with the fact that you're going to be my side piece or not. That's how he is. I gotta respect him on it because he's not trying to sugarcoat it, you know? He's saying, Cassie and Kim, y'all, you guys are my side pieces. I got babies by this shorty right here for real. I'm good. You gonna be taken care of. They're gonna take care of. All you gotta do is play your role. You know what I'm saying? What you think about that though?
I remember that whole situation. I don't agree with it, but I guess that because they were stable and they were content with how he ran things, they were okay with it. But I don't necessarily agree with it.
I mean, I'm just I don't necessarily agree with it. I can understand that this is the like the lifestyle he's living is not the typical lifestyle that you and I are living. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I thought I'm thinking in his head that he's thinking, okay, well, instead of it being where he, I'll put this like, instead of him just having a just one chick, you know what I'm saying? He would rather just do him as long as they cool with it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I mean, but he's taking care of them though, and that's the thing, because most guys, most dumb guys. And I got another video to talk about in a couple of minutes, but most guys don't do that. Like, they don't want to keep it 100. Like, just keep it 100, you know? Speaking of that, there's a guy who actually put out a video about how his girl had a side nigga on the side for her, you know what I'm saying? And I'm looking at this. I'm looking at this. Mm-hmm. And I've been a side nigga myself. I understand this rule. You feel me? At the same time, the way how he came at the whole entire situation was like genius to me, because he told this dude, yo, I know you're using my mouthwash. I know you're using my body wash, so I pee in it. And what? I know that you short because you keep pulling down the shower head every time you use it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's putting this nigga out there. You feel me? I can't get mad at him for this. First of all, but I don't agree with, only one thing I don't agree with. If you're gonna get mad at him, get mad at your girl. Why is your girl being? How come your girl got pity candy pussy? I'm just saying. What's your girl like? Like, why is your girl giving it away like pity candy? Is it because of you? I'm just saying. Now look, everybody listening out there today, if you wanna call in, got a question for me or my co-host? Call in 929-477-3273. Call in. Tell us what you think about anything that we're talking about today. Do you have anything that you want to talk about that you may have heard that was in the news about any celebrity, a star, whatever, that just irritated you?
Oh, man. No, you covered them. I'm over here trying to think, and you telling me stuff that I ain't even heard of yet. So, no, I need to get on social media and look around.
You know, it's funny because like, and she will understand this too. Like, I am like a Instagram and Facebook junkie, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when I let me just put this out there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I am sick and tired of every single damn time I log onto my Facebook page. Please, I don't know where y'all getting these girls that just decided that y'all was going to show all your ass and assets and titties. And okay, next girl that decides that she wants to act like she knows me and sends me a friend request and she wants to spam my page with some bullshit, you will be hearing from me and my lawyer and what? I'm just saying. First of all, I'm tired of, like, and it never fails. It's either some chick from Afghanistan. I don't know you. Like, come on. We need to get back, and I don't know if you agree with me on this, but we need to get back to getting to a point where if we don't know you and you send us a friend request, seriously, we should be able to not only do what you about to do to us, we should spam your page. We should accept it and spam your page with all sorts of bullshit, because that's exactly what you're going to do to our page. On top of that, why is Facebook becoming a cesspool of this unnecessaryness? It's always titties, ass, and vaginas all up and down the page. And in the middle of this, do you know Jesus?
True.
Yeah, I do know Jesus, but do you know Jesus? Like, what? Why? why are you guys spamming like your own page? And then you have it where it goes right back again to the whole thing. And in the midst of that, after they tell you about Jesus, it says, I love to do this when girls have their clothes on. How to swallow? How to swallow the 10 rules to swallowing? Pause. Why do we need to know this? Like seriously, like why do we need to know this? And then after you get all that in, then you decide, okay, now let me tell you about Jesus again. Like what? Really? Seriously? You know? And then you have Kalina, I think that's the thing her name, right? The singer. And she just tried to commit suicide.
Right. I saw that.
See what I'm saying? And Chris Brown mocks Chris. Why? Chris Brown is mocking her suicide attempt. Who the fuck? What? First of all, from Robin Williams, I mean, people like this, now her, look how many stars have boatloads of money. Boatloads of money. Mm-hmm. Who want to kill themselves. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, really? Seriously? And then you have so many people now, so many women now that are so like just irritated with themselves, not happy with themselves. Like what can you say to what would you say to a woman out there that may be feeling like Kalina feels or felt at that moment? What would you give them as far as advice for any entertainer?
If I was in that situation and I had to give somebody advice about that, it's one of those things where you just have to just brush it off. And I know it's going to be difficult, it's easier said than done, but you have to look at the big picture. You have to say to yourself, oh, I'm better than this, you know, because I've been there.
Exactly.
So I'm the type of person that because I have been there, I'm going to be the one to be like, okay, I don't deserve to put myself down here because I know God wouldn't want me here. So I know my worth and my value. And so you have to build yourself up and remember your worth. And at that moment, she had forgotten. And, you know, she got a lot of love and support from people all over. But it's still one of those things that you have to actually take the advice and let it sink in.
Right. And that's something that we need to understand. Like, we have to really focus on that. Okay, you know, at the end of the day, know your worth. But also, before we go, I just want to share this with you guys, okay? Please, by all means, and I mean this with all sincerity, stop letting people out there dictate to you what you can and cannot do. If it was meant for that to happen, then we would not need God, not one little bit, okay? So this is what it is, Sherelle, okay? And so I want to thank my co-host, Miss Carter here, for calling in today. You will hear so much more from her. And, this right here is the hotness. I'm Genuine. It's Miss Carter. Holler back at us. One.